This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Today on the Breakfast Grill, I am talking to Ooi In Kyung, the Group General Manager of Southern Cable. Mr. Ooi In Kyung, thank you for talking to me and congratulations on your pending graduation from the ACE market to the main market. We will be definitely talking about that for sure. But let's talk about COVID and operations, In Kyung. Your factories in Kedah and Johor, and I think you are talking to me from Kedah. What is the status of your operations, your factories, in terms of each state's phase under the NRP, the National Recovery Plan?
Okay, so since the MCO 3.0, okay, Southern Cable, we are allowed to operate, okay, but subject to the 60% workforce ruling. Okay, because of the, we are needed by the support of the essential power sectors, okay, we operate for 24 hours. We are maintaining the high efficiency of 82 utilization rate in the first half of the 2021. Now, okay, our vaccination rate for employee workforce is more than 60%. So we are allowed to operate up to 80% workforce now. So in terms of MCOs in the 3.0s, okay, the customer orders we are from the power sectors are sustainable, but it's this mitigate to the lower orders to other sectors. So far, we are operating in a 80% workforce. We are continuing support to the these essential sectors like TMB, telecoms, and as well as all the majors, major projects like MRT, MRT2 recently. Yeah.
Okay, just in terms of your staff vaccination rate, In Kyung, how many percent are unvaccinated? And are you going to take a stance of compelling your workers to take the vaccinations? And if they're not going to take the vaccinations, will you impose punitive measures, for example, making them compensate for higher insurance payments? What is your operational stance on that?
Southern Cable, we are participate in the PCAS introduced by the MITI itself. So far, we have a second batch of the workforce that they already getting the first dose, okay? And then hopefully by the next another 3 weeks time, so our total second dose for the vaccination will reach 80%. And then by the October or November, hopefully your company can work in 100% workforce.
Okay.
And then
there are no anti-vaxxers in your company, Southern Cable?
No, there is no. We are encouraging, okay, no doubt, yes. By not forcing, we are encouraging all the employee, to have a vaccination.
Okay. Now, you have talked about how there is little disruption or business as usual in terms of your staple power company, your clients. And you talked about some weakness in your other clients. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes. But just in terms of ongoing operations, In Kyung, in terms of your factory, I think you talk about a lot of you talk a lot about raw material procurement, specifically aluminium and copper. You're very strong, a large raw material input. Components, how are supplies, and how many operating cycles have you bought forward those two raw materials?
Okay, in terms of raw materials, okay, especially the copper and aluminium, there is two major materials to making the cable and wires. So, as now we are building this MCO also, okay, we have not encounter any disruption on these major materials because we have our own furnace, okay, both copper and aluminium furnace, okay, so that will be we don't have any disruptions on this supply, even the MCO and lockdown, so our operation are still ongoing, okay, to supply to our important clients, okay, essential, especially in the essential sectors, TMB and telecoms.
Okay, but how many percent of your overall costs are comprised of aluminium and copper? And I think the second question and more important question is the fact that prices of those two raw materials have been trending upwards by quite a lot in the last few months. How is that affecting your margins?
So the metals, okay, especially we know the copper, there is hitting the history highs from during this MCO since last year. Aluminium are quite, the price are quite maintained throughout this year. Two materials, especially copper, they affect about just a minor to our cost, because based on our contract, we have a contract, long-term contracts and short-term POs from the customers. So for long-terms, okay, we have a subject to the price variations, okay, adjustment, okay, and for every 3 months. So that is not affect to the our existing operation cost. But for the POs, yes, of course, no, for the last quarters, okay, yeah, the effect a bit, but we are able to mitigate all these costs, okay, gradually to the customers. For the second half of the 2021, okay, we have able to pass all these costs to the customer. We have no any problem on that to issue because of the copper and aluminium pricing.
Well, Mr. Wei, you describe the component of raw material cost as minor, but as we know in cable and wire manufacturing, those two metals are very big. In fact, they are essential in the manufacturing of cables and wires. How many percent of overall raw material costs are aluminium and copper? And as you say, those are the historical highs.
About to making a cable, this is about the 70, about 65 to 70%, of the metals. This metal is of the cable cost,
Okay, so that cannot be described as minor, right?
Because the risk is we can minimize to the minimums, okay, to all these costs because of the copper and aluminium, their price difference. But we're able to mitigate it. Yeah.
Can you give details?
Okay, so we have mitigate all these aluminium costs, okay, because the aluminium is subject to the every 3 months, okay, variations, especially the long-term contract with the TMB. Okay, for the coppers, yes, copper is in the telecoms, we are supplying the copper cable, copper telephone cable to the telecoms, so the every co-op POs, okay, they are subject to the price difference, okay, upon the PO issues. That is the how we are passing this metal price difference to the customers.
You have also announced that you have an aluminium substitute which can replicate the properties of copper, but at a different price point, of course, because copper, as you say, is at historical prices, but they are still aluminium and they're still comprised of aluminium, the metal. Can you talk about this substitute?
Okay, so recently, yes, okay, we have developed this aluminium, okay, it's called the Scarflex, which we are trademarked on that. So this Scarflex actually is a 8000 series connectors for the power cables. Actually, we have obtained the UL certificates, okay, approvals, okay, for US clients to manufacture, to supply to US for this type of the power industrial cables, 8000 series connector industrial cables. Yeah, so we feel that aluminium cables is a very good in terms of the electrical property and mechanical property, so which is compatible to the power cables, copper power cables. We are introduced, okay, to the local market, especially now. We are doing the marketing on that because this is to mitigate the risk, okay, the cost, in terms of cost of our clients, because the in terms of pricing, of course, comparing with the copper and aluminium is two to four times. We feel that there is a good, okay, opportunity that, you know, with our Southern Cable, we have a capability on that. We are covering and expertise to manufacturing this type of cables. So it's a good, okay, substitute, you know, for the existing copper cable, as now the price are very high.
Okay.
To the market.
Okay. I'm talking this morning to Ooi In Keong, the Group General Manager of the Kedah-based cable and wire maker. We'll come back after this, In Keong, and talk about your second quarter results and, of course, your outlook for the future, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
This morning on The Breakfast Grill, I'm talking to Ooi In Kiong, the Group General Manager of Southern Cable. Now, on to your second quarter results, In Kiong. As a maker of cables and wires that serves mainly the power sector, of course, any drop in industrial activity due to lockdowns are sure to have an impact. What can you update the market in terms of receivables and collections so far in Q3 from Q2? Any improvements?
So, comparing the Q2, okay, Q3, we see the collections are because the market are coming back, okay, in Malaysia, you can see as a government has reopened back all the sectors, so we can see the collection are back. So we, in terms of the company, we have we can see this the improvements on the collections recently. Yeah, then we hope that for the third quarter, the second half of the 2021, they will be better.
Okay,
yes.
What can you respond in terms of days the inventory from Q3 from Q2 as an indication?
They will be reduced, okay, in terms of the datum. They will reduce, we can see. So
any details?
We can deduce to, okay, I think based on our last, okay, we are quarterly reports, yeah, 120 days, we can deduce to around, STBT is 100 days, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Still more than 3 months.
But there is an improvement, yes.
Okay. Now, in terms of margins as well, from a net profit perspective, you are around about 2% of revenue, which is very, very low. Presumably, this is due to your high input costs on your copper and aluminium as well. Can you give an outlook for Q3 and Q4 as you say you have substitute materials with your Scuflex?
Yeah, we are foreseeing the Q3 and Q4 will be slightly better, and at least we can maintain as the Q1s, okay? Because Q2, as we know, there will be a, because of the pandemics, because all the sectors, our customers, and all the sectors are locked down, you know, drastic drop in the demands of the cables, and then the disruption of the supply chains problems. So, also,
can you give us some details? Sure. Do you have any details in terms of our margins outlook for the rest of the year?
2-3%, okay, reported, okay, from the last quarters. At least Q3 we can maintain it, and then we'll be hope to be more in the Q4. Yeah.
More is what? More is six. More is eight.
About 4-5. We are estimated as we are because we
is
are.
Is this at a net level? Is this at a net profit level, Ooi In Kiong?
Yes, we are. We are.
I'm talking this morning to Ooi In Kiong, the Group General Manager of Southern Cable, the Kedah-based cable and wire maker. Now, you have secured a conditional approval to graduate to the main market. Congratulations, In Kiong. What are those approvals that are being conditional? What do you need more to satisfy before you can move?
We are now a conditional approval from Bursa Security, and then we hope can be transferred by end of this year. Now we are waiting for the conditional approval from Bursa.
Yeah, so what conditions do you need to fulfill before you can move?
Basically, yes, all the conditional that in the under the requirements to fill it, we are waiting for that. Yeah.
Yeah, so what are those conditions?
The setup, I mean, discuss with our sponsor, and then to arrange the pricings, okay, all those, the cut-off date, you know, for our market price, then so we will set the date for for the approval, to inform the Bursa.
Okay, and of course, in terms of the future, right now you are still currently a very big, counting on a huge contribution from the power sector, your telecoms and your tenagas, as you say. What about for new areas? What about, say, in 5 years' time, In Kiong? What about the contribution from new areas like 5G and...
In the 5G, okay, like telecommunication, as we know, telecom, we're going to the 5G, okay, throughout 2025, I believe. Okay, so Southern Cable, we have a lot of opportunity as we are more than 18 years with business relationship with the telecom Malaysia, and then currently we are supplying. We are currently we have a contract, okay, to supply the copper cables. Of course, we're going to end by next year this contract, and then recently we are able to secure the contracts, okay, for the rectifier systems is worth about 30.5 million we have secured a contract from Telecom for the 3 years. Down the road, yes, we will tap to them. I mean, any opportunity, yeah, to supply to the Telecom. Okay, and then we're going to explore more and more areas, which like, example, like UPS system, batteries, and then all the power cabinets, okay, for the 5Gs. So that is the area that the company going to explore and then to grow together with the telecoms, okay, toward this 5-year era.
Okay, and just in terms of maybe a 5-year snapshot, In Kiong, in 5 years' time, what is the revenue distribution between the different industries that you are currently serving and will serve? And will there be any revenue contribution from outside Malaysia?
Yes, okay. The Southern Cables, yeah, we have a wide range of the products, and then we are keep developing all those new products, especially for the overseas market.
Can you respond in revenue contribution terms? Like how many percent from telco, okay, how many percent from power, etc.?
So for the revenue distributions, we are evenly spread, okay, our revenues to these various sectors. Like the power utility, we have around 30 to 35%.
Is this in 5 years' time or currently, In Kiong?
Currently, yes, currently. And so, then the telco is about 10 to 12%. So we foresee in the next 5 years, okay, in this telco, we can increase more because we are currently having tenders, okay, to the telecoms. So we are foreseeing next 5 years, there will be an increase on these telcos.
And will there be any revenue from outside Malaysia?
Our export market for the first half of 2021 is less than 10%. So as we are rapidly, you know, looking for the export market, so especially now we're hoping to get the distribution agreements by end of this year with our US clients, and then we're going to have a first trial orders, okay, to be sent by end of this year. So hopefully we can end up with a secured, okay, forecast quantity from the US client. We hope that, you know, our export market, okay, for the next 5 years, they will be go to the, okay, more than 10%.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time, Mr. Wei. That was Wei In Kiong, the Group General Manager of the Kedah-based cable and wire manufacturer, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.